The increase in anxiety levels among our students is astronomical. I mean, the guidance counsellors are overburdened. They are working daily and they do not have time for guidance counselling anymore. It's all MICA counselling as they try to help the students remain within the school. I mean, I actually don't know if people realise what is coming down the line. I mean, it is a tsunami and we've nothing in place. We have been given no extra supports from the Department of Education to deal with this humanitarian crisis.
And it's it's very Donegal, I suppose. It's a big thing here in this county, but yet in the rest of the country, not so much yet, where we are seeing it coming out. So it needs to be a targeted approach then, that the teachers up here need to be given this support immediately.
Absolutely. I mean, all our schools in the Neshoan Peninsula avail of JESH funding, which means that we need extra funding already. This is before the MICA crisis, to deliver equality in education. So our students are not accessing the system in a meaningful way at the moment, and they cannot until we get the extra resources that we need in order to facilitate this, plus the training. We do need to upskill in this area in order to ensure that our students receive equality of access to the education system in a meaningful way.
And how is it impacting students then? You've mentioned there about college places.
Yep. A number of students have not taken an offer of a college place because they cannot jeopardise the rebuilding of the family home. They feel that it's too much of a financial burden on their families. As we all know, anybody that's looking to rebuild a home, it takes an excessive amount of money. But the problem here is there's no time frame. You know, you can defer a college place for a year, but at this stage, people have been deferring their lives for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and there's still no end in sight for us.
And that's a very real view then, something that you're seeing every day that may be forgotten about whenever you're talking about MICA. Yes. This is how it's really affecting families and young people.
And it manifests itself in anxiety. We can see the anxiety. We have students that are unable to come into school at the minute. We have students that are just exasperated by the whole situation. I mean, we have students studying for exams in mobile homes. I mean, that's not what Ireland should be about in 2022. How is that possible that we have come to this stage? Why do we think that this type of alternative accommodation is a suitable solution? It's really not.
And I suppose you would appeal then maybe to the Education Authority or the Department of Education to provide extra support for teachers and for students?
Yeah, the Education Act states that all schools must provide equality of access to education. So I feel that by voicing these thoughts today, I'm at least giving a call out for my students who have no voice in this at the minute. They are the people that are actually adversely affected, and this is going to continue to be a cycle of disadvantage compounded by the already existing disadvantage within this area. It's absolutely shocking that nobody seems to realise that the spin-off for this is much greater than just the bricks and concrete. It's massive.